Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Einstein's Relativity and the Quantum Revolution Modern Physics for Non-Scientists. Second edition by Richard Wolfson is a great courses lecture-based introduction to the central ideas of modern physics, designed for general learners rather than specialists. It presents 24 structured lectures on the transition from classical mechanics to Einstein's relativity and quantum theory. The course does not attempt to train readers or listeners in advanced mathematical problem solving. Its purpose is conceptual to show why older views of space, time, matter, and causality had to be revised and how modern physics reshaped scientific understanding of the universe. Wolfson moves historically from Galilean and Newtonian motion through light, special relativity, general relativity, quantum uncertainty, atomic structure, black holes, cosmology, and the search for unifying principles. The work belongs to popular science education, but its lecture format gives it a more systematic progression than many single-volume overviews of relativity or quantum mechanics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, classical physics as the necessary starting point for modern physics. Wolfson begins by treating classical physics not as obsolete background, but as the framework that made the later revolutions intelligible. Galilean relativity, Newtonian mechanics, and the idea of a clockwork universe established a powerful model in which motion could be described by universal laws, causes had predictable effects, and space and time appeared fixed. This matters because relativity and quantum mechanics did not arise from arbitrary speculation. They emerged where this older framework failed to account for observation. The course uses topics such as motion, light, and reference frames to show how classical assumptions became increasingly strained. For example, if ordinary velocities combine in intuitive ways, the behavior of light presents a deep problem because experiments did not support the expected dependence on an ether or on the motion of the observer. By laying out this sequence, Wolfson helps non-specialists see modern physics as a response to precise conceptual tensions. The value of this approach is that difficult theories become less mysterious. They appear as disciplined solutions to specific problems rather than as disconnected paradoxes. The classical foundation also clarifies what modern physics preserves: a commitment to law-like explanation, even when familiar concepts of space, time, and certainty must be revised. Secondly, special relativity built from the constancy of light speed. A central portion of the course explains special relativity through the simple but far-reaching claim that the speed of light in vacuum is the same for all inertial observers. Wolfson emphasizes the logic that follows from this premise rather than relying on heavy mathematics. If light speed is invariant, then familiar assumptions about simultaneity, elapsed time, and measured length cannot all remain unchanged. The course therefore treats time dilation, length contraction, and the relativity of simultaneity as consequences of preserving a consistent physical law, not as isolated curiosities. This reasoning is especially important for non-scientists, because relativity is often misunderstood as meaning that everything is merely subjective. Wolfson instead presents it as a theory with stricter consistency than common sense. Different observers may measure time and space differently, but the relationships among those measurements obey precise rules. Discussions of Mons, twins, and faster-than-light implications serve to test intuition against the theory's structure. The result is a conceptual picture in which space and time are no longer independent containers for events, but interrelated aspects of space-time. Special relativity becomes a lesson in how physics can overturn everyday intuition while still increasing explanatory order. Thirdly, gravity reinterpreted as curved space-time in general relativity. The course moves from special relativity to general relativity by focusing on a problem: Newtonian gravity leaves conceptually unresolved how gravity acts across space and how it fits with relativistic limits on signal speed. Wolfson presents Einstein's solution as a shift from gravity as a conventional force to gravity as the geometry of space-time. Massive bodies influence the structure of space-time, and objects move along paths shaped by that curvature. This explanation changes the meaning of falling, orbiting, and cosmic motion. Planets are not simply pulled in the ordinary mechanical sense. They follow the geometry produced by mass and energy. For non-specialists, this is a major intellectual step because it replaces a familiar force picture with a geometric one while still preserving empirical accountability. The course connects this reinterpretation to phenomena such as black holes, where space-time curvature becomes extreme and ordinary intuition about escape, time, and boundaries breaks down. The importance of the topic lies in its double role. It explains gravity more deeply than Newtonian action at a distance, and it opens modern cosmology by making the large-scale universe a physical object whose shape, history, and fate can be studied through relativistic theory. Fourthly, quantum mechanics and the breakdown of deterministic certainty. Wolfson's treatment of quantum physics centers on the discovery that matter and light do not fit neatly into classical categories of particles or waves. The course introduces wave-particle duality, quantum uncertainty, and the probabilistic character of measurement as challenges to the older deterministic worldview. Rather than presenting quantum mechanics as mere strangeness, Wolfson places its counterintuitive features in relation to experimental necessity. Light behaves as if it has particle-like properties in some contexts, while electrons and other matter can display wave-like behavior. The uncertainty principle is not described simply as poor measurement, but as a deeper limit on the simultaneous definition of certain physical quantities. This distinction is essential because it prevents the common misunderstanding that quantum theory is only about technical ignorance. The course also uses familiar reference points such as Schrödinger's cat to illustrate the conceptual tension between quantum superposition and everyday experience. For a general audience, the practical achievement is not full technical mastery, but a disciplined understanding of why quantum mechanics forced physicists to revise ideas about causality, observation, and physical reality. The subject becomes a coherent theory with unsettling implications, not just a collection of puzzles. Lastly, modern physics as a bridge to cosmology and unification. In its later scope, the course connects relativity and quantum theory to questions about the universe as a whole. This is not an incidental extension. It reflects the fact that modern cosmology depends on both frameworks. General relativity supplies the language for space-time, expansion, gravity, and black holes, while quantum physics is needed to understand matter, radiation, and the behavior of the very small. Wolfson uses this convergence to discuss the origin, development, and possible futures of the universe, along with the long-standing hope for a unified theory that can account for all fundamental interactions. The course is careful, in broad terms, to show why this goal is difficult. Relativity is strongest in describing gravity and the large-scale structure of space-time, whereas quantum mechanics governs microscopic phenomena. Bringing them into a single conceptual framework remains one of the central problems of physics. For non-scientists, the significance is twofold. First, the course shows that relativity and quantum theory are not separate intellectual curiosities but complementary pillars of contemporary science. Second, it explains why unresolved questions in physics are not signs of failure, but indicators of where established theories meet their limits. In conclusion, this course is best suited to readers or listeners who want a structured conceptual path into modern physics without assuming advanced mathematics. It is particularly useful for intellectually curious non-scientists, students seeking a preview before formal coursework, and general readers who have encountered terms such as space-time, uncertainty, black holes, or wave-particle duality, but want to understand how they connect. Its practical benefit is not technical calculation, but conceptual orientation. It helps learners explain why special relativity changes the meaning of time, why general relativity changes the meaning of gravity, and why quantum mechanics changes the meaning of determinism. Compared with many popular physics books, it stands out because of its lecture course architecture. The material unfolds in a sequenced pedagogical manner with classical physics. Relativity, quantum theory, and cosmology arranged as stages in a historical and logical progression. Wolfson's role as a physics educator also gives the presentation a classroom clarity that differs from more speculative or personality-driven accounts of modern physics. The course does not remove every difficulty, especially in quantum mechanics, but it gives non-specialists a reliable map of the major ideas and their consequences. Its strength lies in making deep conceptual change visible without reducing the science to slogans. If you would like to support Richard Wolfson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.